I don't know that we're giving the governor an offer. We gave the governor an offer last night, and we're, you know, expecting that the next move would be his. I haven't talked to him. So
yeah, well, what he said is that he's going to meet with you about possibly bringing another offer from your side to the governor, because it's. His contention is it's obligation to try to get it done.
Oh, okay.
Are you open to that?
I don't know. I'll hear him out, I guess. So,
well, it sounds like this is a good question for the one I asked him.
What?
So where's the bigger difference between you and Gazelka and the governor, or you and the governor? Where's,
you know, I think we're all different. I think we all have a little different priority, and you know, I think Gazelka. While I think he cares about taxes, I think transportation is his number one priority. And while we care about transportation, I think taxes are our number one priority. So, and the governor apparently doesn't want taxes or transportation. So, you know, we'll see.
Is it too soon, Mr. Speaker, in the whole dynamic and how much time we got left, really, for your side to make another offer to the governor, the second in a row? Does that need to wait and maybe kind of gel with him a little bit about the gravity of the situation?
Well, I think if he wants to get things done, I think the public's going to judge him harshly for, you know, walking away from the table today and saying, I'm not going to compromise, I'm not going to meet with them, I'm not going to continue negotiating. I mean, whatever he said today, that's not helpful. And I think Minnesotans expect us to, even though we have differences, to work together and to work out those differences. And we can.
And so I understand properly, you will send him another set of bills, budget bills, if you don't reach an agreement.
Yeah, we absolutely will. Yeah.
And they'll be vetoed again? You won't?
I don't know. I mean, 2 years ago, we sent him bills without his agreement, and he signed, I don't know, two-thirds of them. So
the message there would be, you're going to get your job done. I don't put words in your mouth, but what would the message to Minnesotans be in sending those?
Well, you know, we've already sent one balanced budget to the governor's desk. If we send a second one to the governor's desk, I think he's going to have a tough time trying to convince Minnesotans that we were the one responsible. I think if you also look at his behavior over the course of the last 5 weeks, kind of changing his position and saying, I'm not going to engage until you do this or that or whatever. You know, one of my members noted here earlier on Twitter that the governor's parking spot's been empty all day. He's not even at the Capitol. I think it's tough to convince Minnesotans that you're serious about getting your work done when you don't even show up. So I think the ball's in the governor's court right now, and it's he needs to put some effort into this.